This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Jay.
And before we get into the story about Anarchapulco, we've got Larry calling from Indianapolis. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I'm here tonight to talk about the impeachment. You know, there's been three attempts at impeachment in our history, right? So the first one was...
I assume you mean Nixon, Clinton, and Trump.
No, I'm talking about four. There was Johnson, too. Nixon don't count.
Okay.
Well, Andrew Johnson tried to impeach in 1867 for trying to enforce the Reconstruction Act. At first, Mississippi tried to take him to court in their state, in the Supreme Court. But they did finally end up getting to the district court and then the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court said that they could not impeach. The president was above the law.
Have you
he
ever
was.
Heard?
Chief Justice Taft said that the only thing that they could do with the president is try to impeach him. And that over that, the court had no jurisdiction. Because the Senate would act as the jurors. So it proves my point. The president is above law. He has to be above the law. It's mandatory. It's special in another matter with the pardoning power of the president is absolute. The court can't go back in and reexamine a pardon because they don't have any jurisdiction over it. So I just...
Now, are you in favor of the notion of the president being above the law?
Yes, I am, because he has...
So you're not a law and order style Republican?
Well, no, I'm a color person, but I'm not a... So I'm a conservative when it comes to the laws and as far as the Constitution and our officers, our chief magistrate that we all elect. We inaugurate him to take care of our business. He have to go on negotiations on some secret stuff to get his point across. And make threats and cut deals with different countries because he has jurisdiction over that, and that's what his job entails. So I've been listening to some of the impeachment hearings, and I think it's a big clown show. There's nothing there for him to be impeached on, and it just makes me think more and more that there's some other thing going on underneath this situation, but I can't prove that. Anyway...
I feel a wag the dog situation is among us. I'm not sure what it is.
Now, what does that mean? That's not a term I'm familiar with.
Wag the dog so nobody pays attention to what the tail is doing.
Okay.
Well, you know, I looked at it for the first time. You know, I haven't had a TV in 10 years, but I
good
got a chance. I was over at my friend's house, and I glimpsed some of the characters that are actors that are on the stage in this impeachment. And they look like they got one fit on in the grave and one on the banana peel. All of them are stunk
in the ass. Democrats have wanted to impeach Trump basically since the day after the election in 2016. I mean, they first did their little crying thing to try to get the election overturned. Then they tried to appeal to the electors to try to get them to actually vote for Hillary. And then when both of those things failed, they immediately began talking about impeachment. So they've just been looking for an excuse since Trump took office.
Hate is suicidal. I believe that to my heart. You know you become what you hate because I'm seeing it all around myself. Everybody hates me now because I'm telling them that the impeachment is nothing but is really nothing, and they don't have a candidate. The thing they need to work on is trying to get a candidate together and not adhere to Joe Biden because he was on stage having a damn seizure the last debate. So you know, people, you know, I you know what I think it is. I think it is the iPhone that's running people's lives, because I protest over at our state house, and I've been looking at the kids that are coming through there. The young kids come from all over the state to tour the state house, right? And there are some of the most sorrowful looking kids with their head all bowed down like they've been looking at an iPhone all night, eyes as red as beets. It looked like a bunch of zombies coming through there.
Well, they're probably college students, and
they are high schoolers. But they look like zombies. And
getting up that early, especially when you're in high school and you've got friends and you want to hang out and things like that, I mean, it's going to cause some red eye.
Or
plus, they're probably high.
Or lay in their bed and watch the iPhone all night and vape, because that's what they're doing. I mean, I can't believe it. You know how people think our legislatures, how they can pass the laws they pass, not taking into consideration the iPhone and the pervasiveness of pornography that has on our kids. A 12-year-old kid.
Hold on. Let's discuss this. What's the problem with pornography?
Entertainment is addictive.
For a 12-year-old.
I have absolutely no issue with a 12-year-old watching pornography. What is the problem with that?
75 flips a week of watching pornography.
I don't care if they watch 75 a day. I mean, what does it matter?
It doesn't matter anything. It just matters that they need to craft the laws for the situation that's going to arise out of that. Where you're going to have over 79% of men between 14 and 25 are hooked on pornography. 75%.
The only issue I see with pornography is that it doesn't actually teach men how to have sex.
That's the different voyeurism that comes into effect and all the hard feelings.
I don't see any of that as an issue. What's the issue with voyeurism?
Because most of these, it's primal. Most of these legislatures are old white men, right? They watch porn, see their women being done over by black men, and that sticks in their consciousness. They're mad about that. These men are
don't let them legislate anything in regards to sexual pornography, right?
And then they can't do nothing. I mean, it's hard when you try to do something and you can't do nothing.
They shouldn't be allowed to do anything.
But
as far as
getting to bed and do something, you know what I mean? But
yeah,
they can't
I don't know
do
what
nothing,
you mean.
And you're going to, they can't have sex. Because
every
commercial you see on the radio is about
the
something
pasty old white dudes that are politicians.
Yeah, for fresh whatever they got. But the thing about that is they're making all these laws, and when they truly come into effect, they'll be in a nursing home or dead by that time. So it must just be a death wish.
Make the laws, right? Because the laws aren't going to apply to them in the first place. Right.
Let's not have any laws about pornography
or sex, right?
I don't want the laws, but they're protecting. They think they are protecting their kids when they persecute the color kids and put them in situations
Let me keep you on point here because I'm confused about the point you're trying to make. Larry, chill. Do you or do you not want pornography regulated and restricted by the states?
No, I don't, because it's free expression.
Even for 12-year-olds to view it?
They can watch it if there's nothing we can do about it at this point.
Okay, see, I thought for some reason you were taking the opposite stance.
But what I'm trying to say, we just need to, when we have our laws and regulations legislated, we need to take that circumstance in consideration. That's all I'm saying.
And see, here's
the real, Larry, thank you for the call.
The real side effect I see of porn. I have some close friends that are only interested in girls that literally look like porn stars. Well, one guy's like 36 and the other guy's 20 something, and they're good friends of mine. And you know, they're like they date skanks. Yeah, in my opinion, and I have no objection or problem with skanks, but you know these girls, just you know, they look like they just you know came from the strip club.
Perfect.
You just got off work, and that's the kind of girl they like. And then
don't marry such a person.
But like the one guy, there's a girl that's very interested in him, but her butt's too big and her, you know, breasts are too small. And she's actually like a libertarian anarchist girl, has a great attitude. And I'm like, what's wrong with you, dude? And he shows up with a girl who's, you know, has got like, you know, fake D's and, you know, a double zero waist. You know, that's all he's going to date.
I mean, people have preferences and that's okay.
Yeah, I'm saying that's okay, but it's a side effect if he's been watching porn since he was, you know, 14 years old.
More on this in a moment.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Talk talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Jay.
And so the Edge Wallet is the mobile wallet that I use now that I've gotten fully off of Coinami. It's great. It's user-controlled, just like Coinami, so you always control your money. But it's got a sleeker, faster, and better user interface. It's available for both iOS and Android. With a tagline of Secure Your Freedom, it's been in development since 2014. You can learn more about it at edge.app. It can buy cryptocurrency. Of course, I would recommend you use like local.bitcoin.com or localbitcoins.com or even localethereum.com.
Have you bought cryptocurrency through Edge?
I have not.
Okay. I was just wondering what that, I mean, if you need like know your customer or how that works.
I think it supports 4 or 5 different exchanges.
Oh, okay.
So I think you could probably get higher rates for ones that don't have KYC.
So it probably just redirects you to an exchange. You don't actually buy it through the wallet?
I don't know. Never having done it.
Okay.
But it's available for those people who want to get into cryptocurrency and have no other way of doing so. Stay away from Coinbase for sure, because Coinbase is the devil, trying to build their little syndicate to regulate crypto alongside Ripple. And this is from someone who actually uses Coinbase. And today I tried to make a withdrawal from them, and they were like, no, this is, we're going to hold this for 72 hours. Don't worry, your funds are secure, but we want to make sure this is authorized. And there was no option for me to say, oh, yes, this was me. Please give me my freaking Bitcoin. No. They're like, well, if no one can test this within the next 72 hours, we'll do it.
So when Bitcoin made a big run.
And that's what, well, hold on. Oh. Because that's the kind of thing that happens when you don't control your private keys. And Edge lets you do that. Check it out at edge.app. Again, that's edge.app.
So when was December 2018, Bitcoin made that big run, you know, just touched 20 grand. As it was going up there, a friend of mine had, you know, wanted to convert some Bitcoin into silver. And because he, you know, when he sees a run on it, he plays. So he tries to move a whole bunch of Bitcoin that he had, or tens of thousands of dollars worth, off of Coinbase. And Coinbase wouldn't even let him, like, move that Bitcoin back to his private wallet because, you know, like Roberts & Roberts Brokerage is like, you know, you can just use cryptocurrency to buy precious metals off of him. That was what he was going to do. And it's actually a pretty convenient thing to do.
Yeah.
And it's simple. It's easy. But just Coinbase would not put like a, gave him like a $2,000 a day limit as Bitcoin's going from like from like 10 grand to like 18 in what, a week or something crazy.
See, you've got to get those limits addressed before you need to address them. Well, like I have a, I think $250,000 a day withdrawal limit from Coinbase because no, I don't need to withdraw that much. But if the time comes that I ever need to, I'm not going to want to wait 72 hours or 48 hours or whatever, or be limited to $2,500 a day while they get their crap in order.
And the thing is, it was because, you know, this is why I like the idea of like every...
Coinbase is definitely the devil, though.
Oh, absolutely. They play ball with... They probably have a whole office for the FBI right in their head... Yep. I mean, for the IRS right in their headquarters. They're just, you know, they're just one and the same. They play ball with government. They are not agorists at all. And this is why I really like trying to support agorists, like local Bitcoin... Was it localbitcoin.com?
Local.bitcoin.com. Yeah, Roger Ver and Bitcoin Cash.
Like Roger Ver is an agorist. You know, I like what he does and that, how he set that up. And like I kinda,
local.bitcoin.com is freaking amazing.
I kind of like score like I want to build like an agorist rating. I want to come up with something, and I'm probably going to have to like get someone to do it and or help with it. But where like everybody has like an agorist score. This would be actually really good to like build into the Liberty.menu platform.
Mm-hmm.
If you get on Liberty.menu and then have like an agorist score, because there are people who like here in New Hampshire that are porks or freedom minded or free staters, but you can't go work for them unless like you give them a social security number and do like the 1099 and stuff, which I find is ridiculous because, you know, I'm one of those guys. I don't have a social security number. I do a lot of freelance work, and there are some porcupines who, which is known as a free stater here in New Hampshire, like, oh, Jay, I'm sorry, I can't hire you because I want you to, you know, jump through all these government hoops and do all this taxation stuff. And then
I'm not going to necessarily get on them about that, because sometimes it's helpful to play with the state if you're using the state's rules against the state, if that makes sense.
That lowers your agorist rating. Now, this guy's not challenging the state. He has no interest in challenging the state and when it comes to, like,
oh, so he's too invested
payroll.
In the current system.
Well, he's kind of tied down by it, you know, and like, he's not, like, 100% owner of this company or this business, so he's got other players involved. But then on the other hand, I go work for, like, a major corporation that is paving state roads, and, you know, I'm welding on their paver, and they're like, yeah, we'll just send you a check. We don't even care. And, you know, it takes 30 days to get paid, but they send me a check and it's fine. They don't ask me about any W-9 or any tax stuff or any of that. But so they're like, agorist rating in that particular, you know, environment would be a little higher than, you know, the aforementioned guy. So, yeah, Coinbase does suck. And what's so cool here in New Hampshire, because we have, like, great activism. For example, the law that I believe Keith Amon introduced for our Bitcoin money exchanger kind of legislation that got passed a couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah, that prohibits the state of New Hampshire from regulating cryptocurrency? Or
yes.
it prohibits the financial system within New Hampshire from regulating cryptocurrency.
Right, it basically exempts cryptocurrency transactions from money transmitter transactions. So guess what we have all over New Hampshire? Everywhere there's Bitcoin vending machines.
Yes, there are.
They're in Manchester. They're in a little town of 4,200 people. Henniker, New Hampshire has a crypto vending machine, a two-way machine at the all-in-one market. There's a couple in Concord. There's at least three.
I want to put one in Winchester because I'm on pretty good terms with the guy who owns the convenience store right there on Main Street.
Yep.
I want to put one there.
You know where would be a really good place is Chaz. At the very south end of Winchester, right before you go into Massachusetts Route 10. That place there, if you could go talk to those folks, they get a lot of Massachusetts traffic in there. But we can buy crypto anonymously just with cash at some
this ridiculous machine here at Corner News. I don't think we even know who owns that machine, but it requires you to, like, submit your driver's license and crap like that to buy crypto from. It's like, okay, no, I'm just going a quarter of a mile here to Thirsty Owl, and I'm just going to insert some cash and get my crypto.
Same thing in Manchester. So there's Murphy's Tap Room. It doesn't matter. You just go in there and you buy whatever you want. Area 23 in Concord, they don't ask you for anything. But,
which is fitting, because they're vending machines.
Right. Yeah, I mean,
you don't need your ID to buy a Coca-Cola at the vending machine.
Or to buy scratch tickets out of a vending machine.
Can you buy scratch tickets?
Oh, there's scratch ticket vending machines at the rest areas here in New Hampshire.
I avoid scratch tickets like the plague,
well,
because
sure,
they kind of are the plague.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people gotten broke over scratch tickets.
It always makes me sad to, like, go into a gas station to get cigarettes and be behind some, like, 65-year-old guy who's shaking with cerebral palsy or whatever, and he's buying a scratch ticket. I'm like, man, that $10 could be put to such better use. And of course, I'm going in there to buy cigarettes that are going to kill me, but at least I know I'm not getting anything out of that.
And when people are buying scratch tickets, I always try to get them to spend some money on Bitcoin and hold it.
That's a better solution, for sure. Or buy Bitcoin and spend it. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Alan Dershowitz, a member of President Donald Trump's legal team, argued that a quid pro quo arrangement that benefits the president politically is fine because all politicians believe their elections are in the public interest.
Anything that would make a quid pro quo unlawful is if the quo were in some way illegal. There are three possible motives that a political figure can have. One, a motive in the public interest, and the Israel argument would be in the public interest. The second is in his own political interest, and the third, which hasn't been mentioned, would be in his own financial interest.
You said that if Trump did withhold nearly $400 million in aid to pressure Ukraine to announce the investigations of Democrats to help his campaign, it wasn't impeachable because Trump thinks his election would be to the country's benefits. Therefore, he had no corrupt motive. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus the free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Jay.
And the next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe. And instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and Fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes that allow anyone to buy or to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new wallet launches, because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DivvyProject.org. That's DIVIproject.org. Now, let's finally get into this article about the apparent fall of anarcho-polco. Do you have that pulled up in front of you?
I do, and I don't know if I call it the apparent fall, but it could be a slippery slope. So this Kenny's Kitchen, who's a Steemit guy, it's his steampeak.com. After I met Kenny about 6 years ago in Colorado. He's a vegan anarchist. He's pretty smart dude. He, you know, does a lot of writing. He's really big into Steam. We road trip together from Denver to down to Jackalope Freedom Festival. I got to know him pretty well. He's a good guy. He's really good caterer. He like caters at festivals. He makes amazing foods from either foraging stuff in the woods or literally dumpster diving. I went dumpster diving with this guy in Colorado. And, like, you wouldn't believe the great food that gets just tossed out. And anyways, so he's been going in Acapulco for 5 years. So I'll get into the article. Since 2015, I've made an annual trip down to Mexico for the Acapulco conference. Sometimes staying in the area for many months, I've met some of my best friends at or around the conference. Had great opportunities to grow as a speaker, and generally had a good time. I've brought many of my friends down there for the event, sometimes paying for their plane ticket, and other times getting friends set up as musical acts such as Elias Clay and Transverse. And to digress a little bit, Elias Clay, A-L-A-I-S-C-L-A-Y. If you like hip-hop music, like kind of dancey, this girl has a hardcore anarchist freedom liberty message. She is really powerful. She has like a lot of native influence. I believe she's actually originally from Argentina. Back to the article. Needless to say, this event has been a huge part of my life since for the last 5 years. Last year, things were very different. For a number of reasons, and I don't think I can justify, being a part of the event anymore, I already had a handful of reservations about the conference and managed to rationalize my way out of them because of the things I just mentioned. Things went from being a little screwy here and there with concerns of my own and secondhand stories in full-blown, completely obvious violations of morality, sovereignty, and a manifesto of the event itself.
So he's got an issue with underlying trends that he sees in Acapulco that lead them to violate his moral code, his sovereignty, and the actual manifesto of the event.
Well,
that's pretty damning.
It is, and you see this with a lot of when they're like Ernie Hancock always says, when there becomes an organization, there shortly after it becomes an organization, the organization surviving becomes more important than the actual mission of the actual organization. Ernie, old enough to be my father, and he's been at this stuff since he's been a teenager, the libertarian movement. And usually he'll say the coctopus, it gives that particular organization a coctopus infection, as in the Koch brothers hijacking these, libertarian movements and kind of, making them so like the radical libertarians, the people who actually get up off the couch and do something, aren't involved. And you get all these, they just didn't want Koch brothers freedom, freedom for those guys. Not really everybody else is, kind of his spiel on it.
Well, it's a pretty common trend among just libertarians in general. It's a lot of them have confused it as being liberty for me, but not for thee.
Yes.
And the Koch brothers brand of libertarianism appeals to that.
Oh, very much so.
Encourages them to become more like the Free State Project Incorporated, in fact, and to sort of play ball with the state or the Libertarian Party, ball with the state apparatus.
When Carla Garrick announced at the 2014 Liberty Forum, I believe it was in Nashua, that the Free State Project was applied for 501c3 status with the IRS, I was the lonesome boo in the room.
Yeah, that sounds like a terrible idea.
Right. And I'm like, no!
I mean, free state is kind of an oxymoron anyway, but the Free State Project Incorporated as a 501c?
Yeah, 501c3, they call it,
of the state is an oxymoron within an oxymoron.
Right, right. And then shortly after that's when, the schism started. We don't want you here because, your friend released a video of Edward Snowden. It was the next year they were like, we don't want you here. When they did the stuff with Ian.
When they went corporate, yeah.
Well, and then they got the Koch brothers money. And then I remember going to Pork Fest 1 year and it said Koch Industries. And it was a thing of chapstick. And
that was last year, or the year before. Yeah.
A couple years ago, it was this chapstick. And you read the ingredients in the chapstick, and it's all this, like, nasty stuff that causes you cancer. I'm like, the festival, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, there's, earthy, crunchy, hippie mamas that have been making, you know, butters and soaps and, you know, like body butters and soaps and salves and, like, you know, body products because they want to make them out of natural things because everything you buy has got, like, you know, all these nasty ingredients in it. And here they are giving free, like, poison chapstick, as my wife referred to it. She's like, I can't believe they're giving out. She went and raised a fit with some with the organizers, and they're like, she's like, just Google the ingredients. You know, obviously they don't want you to be healthy if they're going to give you this crap. It was upsetting to a lot of people there, because
I doubt, you know, the Koch brothers intended that. I thought they probably just intended to find something that they thought would be useful to people,
right,
and slap their name on it.
Yeah, and cheap.
Now, what,
I mean,
yeah, what Forkfest did was much smarter by providing people with little fork-spoon things.
Oh yeah, those things are cool.
They were
like
made
those
out of hard plastic, and those were emblazoned with the Forkfest.
Yep.
And I think the Forkfest website, I don't recall now, but
I still
certainly
got mine
better
from
than
last
chapstick.
Year. Oh yeah, well, and the crap chapstick. I mean, if you know, buy chapstick from somebody like Herschel Nunez, who makes chapstick and soap. He's a state representative. He's an anarchist. He's a libertarian. You know, did they even think about doing that? No, but you know that.
How
chapstick
much of an anarchist
dollars.
Is he if he's a state rep?
He's one of the state reps that considers himself an anarchist. How much is of an? I can't tell you how much of an anarchist he is. I'd rather he tell you. But
I would love for him to tell me, because that sounds like a priest who is an atheist, or who calls himself an atheist while preaching the religion of Christianity to the masses.
So several years ago,
like, I've run for public office, sure, but I would not ever actually win. First of all, and even if I did, I wouldn't accept the position. And even if I was,
why do you think you wouldn't win? I think you could win in New Hampshire.
I have no desire to win.
Well, I mean,
I don't want to win.
I think
the point isn't to win.
I think if you put a little effort into it, you could win.
I don't want to, though.
There are people that would be far less, or far worse state representatives than yourself that win all the time on the Libertarian and on the Democrat and on the, you know.
Well, see, I couldn't be a state rep because the only person I could ever represent is me, and I wouldn't even. Why did these people want that?
That sounds like a great campaign speech.
Stop being a bad influence on me, Jay.
I support you to run for state rep.
855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live, or you can call in using the Discord call-in lines, which you can find at discord.freetalklive.com if you want clearer quality. Sound like you're sitting in the studio with us.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract. We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Jay.
I want to say thank you to John Ray, who is tonight's amplifier. Now, an amplifier is someone who is part of the AMP program that you can find at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And people who donate to it, the money is used specifically to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. So if you like the show, if you like what we're doing, then you might consider joining the AMP program. It comes with a number of cool little perks like the AMP-only Facebook group, the AMP-only Discord chat room, and the AMP-only call-in line. But really, the reason to do it would be to help spread the messages of Free Talk Live. So, John Ray, thank you so much. And all we ask is for $5 a month to be part of that. So, John Ray, thank you. We appreciate it. And we hope you continue enjoying the show.
And so, back to Kenny's Kitchen here.
Well, before we get into that, let's go ahead and get this guy out of the way. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Get this guy out of the way.
And you say I'm the hey, one James. Who giggles like a girl.
Hey, listen to you. You're a host on a national talk show, and the first thing you do is you start trying to fight with people the second you answer the phone. Good job, James.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So what's going on, David?
What I told the call screener was Cantwell, political prisoner. And political prisoner is the phraseology that James used last night. And so what makes Cantwell a political prisoner, James?
Who the hell is James?
I thought you were. I thought James said that you were James. He'd done some
I would not get information from James.
I'm just listening to Free Talk Live, man. That's where I give my information. You don't have any good information to give?
James doesn't.
Yeah, so you had a question for Aria then?
Aria, that's fine. We can default to Aria. Aria, what makes Cantwell a political prisoner?
That's a complicated question. Well, by definition, he has done no harm to anyone. He has said a thing that the state didn't like and that the state has said it is illegal. I think that almost by definition makes him a political prisoner.
Yeah, but the problem is with Cantwell is it's like he's been begging for this for a long time. He's just such an... His character is such an a-hole. And do you know every single... I hung out with Cantwell on and off over the years, and he's been nothing but a polite gentleman in person with me. He's never gotten, like, rude with... I mean, he's been fine. The most angry I ever saw him live is when he lost his soapbox idol competition to MK Lords. That seemed to be kind of like where he started going downhill. That might have been his last Porkfest too. I know he got banned from Porkfest over.
Didn't he get banned for like trying to run someone over or pulling a gun on someone or something like that?
I never heard anything like that. The only gun incident.
It was something aggressive, categorically aggressive that he did.
He was talking about when it's okay to shoot a cop or something. So, I don't know.
He did have an article about that, when to shoot a cop or something like that.
Right.
Or maybe that was Larkin Rose, but Cantwell had something similar. But he got banned from Porkfest, I think, because he drove drunk. But okay. He didn't threaten anybody.
Okay.
Oh, he drove around the campground drunk.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's like half of the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Very few people are like actually driving around, but like walking around, strolling around. I tell you what's interesting. There's a lot of at Porkfest that and they're pretty good about it. Is these unicycle electric one wheel things? You know what I'm talking about? Like the guys stand on them and you lean forward and it just drives you around. It's like an electric
Segway.
Skateboard. The Segway, and now you got the one wheels. I haven't heard of any drunk wrecks yet, but I'd be more concerned about drunk people riding, you know, one wheels and driving a car, because you see the car coming. These one wheel things, the guy goes zipping by you, you know, when you're walking around at the middle of the night. They're a little scary.
Okay, so that's Cantwell at Porkfest. So back to Cantwell, political prisoner, and forgive me if I was better, I wouldn't have to ask you to repeat. So back to the elements, Cantwell. He got arrested for, define what makes him a political prisoner again, because I kind of lost that in the beginning.
Already did that. He said a thing that the state says is illegal for him to say, and they arrested him over it.
Yeah, he didn't hurt anybody. There's no victim.
Despite the fact that people make those sorts of, quote, threats all day, every day on the Internet.
Yeah.
You can't play Call of Duty without someone threatening to rape your wife. But those people aren't getting arrested by the FBI. No, it's because of his politics. That they targeted him for making exactly the same threat that people make every single day on the Internet.
Okay, got it. Now let me make Arya laugh. So let's compare that to David Olson and KUNM radio station. So they want to put me in prison for 4 years. They're criminally prosecuting me now.
Really?
So we're paralleling Cantwell so far. Yeah, and David Olson Lobo on Google will get you the University of New Mexico Lobo crime blotter, the article that they wrote up in their paper. So
I wish I could say I was surprised that you sit around Googling yourself, but I'm not.
Arya, you keep going off on these tangents. If you're involved in a law case and you're being criminally prosecuted and they want to put you in prison for 4 years on four different charges, why would a person not Google the article, the newspaper article printed in the University of New Mexico newspaper that contains their allegations and stuff like that? Why would somebody not Google that?
I mean, you should Google yourself often, I think. And if you're like, you're going to apply for a job somewhere, probably the first thing they're going to do is Google your name. So maybe you should Google your name and see what the see what's going to show up.
So, David, what are the four charges that you're facing? Can you enumerate
them? Yeah, there are two counts of New Mexico 30-20-12, which is using the telephone to harass, threaten, annoy, and a couple other words. And then there is a stalking, and there is a old-fashioned harassment. So there's four of them altogether.
Okay. And do you feel like you're not guilty?
Well, I know I'm not guilty, and what I want to do is compare since
because from what I've heard, you do sound like you're stalking these people. and probably harassing them based on how you obsess over them.
So then is Cantwell stalking and harassing when he threatens to rape a man's wife in front of her children?
I would say he was harassing, but that's not what he's been charged with.
Now, he didn't say rape. He said the F word, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But see, a lot of people have been trying to make some sort of distinction, and somehow, even though no one even considered whether or not the woman consented to this, somehow it could be consensual. No, disregarding a woman's consent is rape. Sorry.
Right.
That's rape. So, yeah, he was threatening to rape the woman because he's like, he was never like, oh, by the way, if your wife consents to it. No, her consent was irrelevant to the threat.
So his demeanor was of a rape demeanor.
Certainly.
Then. Okay, all right.
But still, that's not what he's being charged with. He's being charged with making threats across state lines or something along those lines.
No. He's not making a threat to cross a state line. They're saying that he used an interstate form of communication.
Oh,
that is literally what I just said, making a threat across state lines.
Okay, you can
be right.
But
thank you for the pointless correction.
Yeah, thank you for the... let's see, think of an appropriate word. Thank you for the sarcasm, facetiousness.
So that's what he's being charged with, and the reason that his is BS is because there's no validity. There's no real chance that the threat is going to be carried out.
But anybody else would have an easier time beating us than Cantwell, because Cantwell has just got, I mean...
Like the people who say that crap in Call of Duty and World of Warcraft, they're breaking exactly the same law as Cantwell.
I mean, he could go in front of a jury, and the jury could just, you know, everybody just, think this guy's a total a-hole and, you know, not want to, you know, let him go. I mean, he's got himself in a sticky situation.
Right. Okay. So back to what he did. I agree. He's a political prisoner, and based on his previous life experiences, let's say, give him some sort of notoriety, which puts him in a sticky situation, and the feds arrest him on something that thousands of other people without that notoriety do every day and don't get arrested, and therefore that makes it a political prisoner kind of thing. I agree with all that. So using that case where you have Cantwell and
David, spit it out, man. You got 15 seconds.
Okay, so then...
Yeah, you're not going to make it anyway. This has been Free Talk Live. Head on over to freetalklive.com to check out the show archives going back more than 10 years. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We'll be back same time tomorrow.
Ever wanted to hook up with an attractive woman but you couldn't because you were already in a relationship? Ever wanted to earn high income on low work hours? I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low work, high income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.